You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun. Eat it too. Visit FunnableSnacks.com to shop now.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at Kizik.com/socks.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome one of the stars from Disney and Pixar's movie Luca, Emma Berman, and from Les Mis, Addison Takethman. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Broadway is officially back, and there is nothing like live theater and feeling the energy of the audience and the performers. I really don't want us to forget about the amazing online performances and podcasts from over the past year now that live theater is back, though. When I was younger in Florida, the only way that I could see a show was if it came to our city on tour or if I traveled up to New York City. Now that we know we can live stream, why not make theater accessible to everyone all around the world? When Lion King streamed Circle of Life on TikTok, it didn't make me want to see the show any less. In fact, although I've seen it a few times, after watching the TikTok live, now I actually can't wait to go back and see the show again and again and again. Nothing can replace live theater, and these streaming shows that emerged during quarantine can really be used to our advantage to share a little bit of Broadway everywhere. What I also thought was really amazing was how some shows have virtual stage doors. Also, the Broadway Flea Market is doing something really similar with virtual meet and greets, so now you can see your favorite stars without ever leaving your home. As shows finally start to reopen, I'm really looking forward to seeing as many as I possibly can. I just saw Come From Away and Six, and I'm really, really excited to see Sing Street when it opens. Speaking of, here's a song I absolutely love from the show. This is To Find You from Sing Street.
You were staring at your bedroom wall. Only ghosts beside you. Somewhere out where the wind was calling, I was on my way to find you. I was on my way to find you. You were racing like a cannonball. Roller skates in sky blue, or in the back seat watching the slow rain falling, I was on my way to find you. Gotta find out who I'm meant to be. Don't believe in destiny. But with every word you swear to me, all my belief starts caving in, and I feel something about to change. So bring the lightning, bring the fire, bring the fall. I know I'll get my heart through. Got miles to go, but from the day I started crawling, I was on my way to find you. I was on my way to find you. I was on my way. Every day I was on my way to find you.
One of my favorite movies I found recently was the Disney Pixar hit Luca. I thought it would be sort of fun to musicalize it, and I posted a bunch of songs inspired by the film on my TikTok. But that is nothing compared to my next guest, whose work of her own is just super inspiring. Our next guest actually brought the character of Julia to life in the hit movie Luca. I'm so, so happy to welcome Emma Berman to today's show. Hi, Emma!
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on today's show.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you.
Hey, so I have to say, you are absolutely incredible bringing Julia to life in the Disney film Luca.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Has it been like super, super crazy since like the movie came out?
Pretty much, yeah. Doing like press and the promotion and everything. It's been really fun. It's like crazy fun. You know, it's been so exciting. And I've just been so happy to have this incredible experience. Honestly, it's just been great.
Now, like, what was it like to play Julia in the film?
I mean, she is like such this feisty, strong, awesome girl power character. And I'm just so grateful that Pixar trusted me to voice her. And it's been an absolutely incredible experience.
Yay. When you were like auditioning for the character, what was the audition process like?
Well, it started in like November 2019. I just got the original audition from my agent, and then I submitted a take, and Pixar called me into the Pixar studios. It was my first time going for a callback, and that was really exciting because I'd never been to the Pixar studios, and this was like pre-COVID, so everybody was still at the studios. It was like so alive, and it was so fun to go. And so after that, they booked me for scratch recording. And so I got to go to Pixar again, which was even more exciting than the first time. And after the scratch recording in March of 2020, Enrico Casarosa and Andrea Warren, the director and the producer, had me on for a Zoom call, and the surprise Zoom call. And they told me that I got the part, and that was just crazy.
That's insane. Yeah. Like, how many times did you end up going to Pixar?
I didn't count how many times, but I know I've definitely been a lot, but most of the recording process was done at home.
Oh, so like, how did the pandemic impact any of your work on the movie?
Well, not all of the recording sessions were at home because of the pandemic. So I mean, not at Pixar because of the pandemic. So I had to record a lot at home. So I had to build like this recording studio inside of my house, which was really cool. They sent me some equipment, and honestly, it was really fun to do it at home too. And then I loved going, the chances I got to go to Pixar. That was so exciting too. So that's definitely how it changed it. I don't know if it's happens a lot in voiceover that the cast does get to meet, but I didn't. Maybe either because of COVID or because we all live so far away or just how the production worked, but I did not get to meet the cast.
When you were recording Luca, were you still in school?
Yes, I was most of the time during school, unless we had sessions during summer or like winter break or something, but I was at school.
What was
that? Sometimes I would have to leave school to go to the Pixar sessions, and then I couldn't tell anybody what I was doing. I was like, I have a doctor's appointment.
Did you have like a favorite part of voicing Julia?
At least my favorite scene for voicing Julia was when Luca and Julia are on the roof and they're looking through a telescope at Saturno and just the universe. I think that's definitely my favorite scene to record. And honestly, the whole entire experience and just recording pretty much everything. I mean, it's my first movie ever, and just I really enjoyed every single moment of it. But that was definitely my favorite scene to record.
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
Definitely.
Even though Luca was sort of like, you know, released during the pandemic, were you able to do anything like really, really special for the opening?
I did get to go to the premiere in Los Angeles. So that was crazy. It was super fun because I had watched the movie before, but what was so cool about the premiere is like before it started too, it's like there was press and photos and there were a ton of celebrities there. And like, I got to meet a ton of people. And then also we got to watch the movie and I got to bring my best friends there. And so that's something that I got to do for the publicity for the movie. I got to go and that was just insane. It was so awesome. And then later I got to go to New York, which I know is where you're based. And it's so fun. New York is like one of my favorite places ever. So I had a super fun time going there for Pixar Putt.
I didn't get to go to Pixar Putt, but I've seen so many pictures of it and it looks like really, really cool.
It is super fun. The Luca hole was hard, but I got it in the end.
with the Pixar Putt, for each movie, did it like get harder and harder?
Some of them were harder than others were like, oh, I got this. And then others were like, how do you do this? It took me like 20 times. So I don't think it was like the challenge level depended on like which movies are like were created first or anything, but it was just, they had one for every movie and I put it each one and it was super fun.
Oh, yay. No, I feel as if like Luca has like such an amazing message and it will continue to touch the lives of everyone who sees it. It's like really, really funny. It's super charming. And you were really, really amazing in it. So
thank you so much.
Thank you. Like congrats on all of it. It's so good.
Thanks.
Now, in addition to Luca, I believe you're also part of a new series on Netflix, right?
Yes. Go Corey Carson.
Can you share any like information about the show?
Yeah, I voiced a little character called Winifred Wings. She's a little British airplane, which is super fun. I got to do it in a British accent. And it's on Go Go Corey Carson, which is on Netflix. And it's actually in the top 5. It's on that list. So that was super cool to see. I was like, oh my gosh, I was just going on Netflix to binge my shows. And then I see that it's the top 5. It's crazy. So that was a really fun experience to do. It was, I was a British accent. So that was super fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And you were definitely killing it in like the voiceover world.
Thank you.
So I know that you're also an amazing singer as well as an actor. Do you have any dream parts in any like Broadway shows?
Actually, my favorite, my dream role would be Glinda. And I'm actually singing Popular from Wicked, which is sung by her. And she's definitely my, I want to be her in Broadway.
Yeah, I remember I saw Wicked a couple of years ago, and I have to say it was such like a good show.
What my God, it's such a good show.
What was your favorite song from Wicked?
Popular, definitely Popular. And what's so fun about this is that Wicked was the first show that I saw in New York on Broadway. So this was like, I've seen Broadway shows when they like come on tour to San Francisco or wherever, but in New York, Wicked was my first show that I watched. And I saw Glinda on the stage. I'm like, I definitely want to do that. I could like, I was already a theater person. I was already a theater fan. I knew that I wanted to sing and act and dance and do all the theater stuff in my life. But then I watched Wicked and I saw Glinda on the stage and I was like, this is definitely what I want to do. And I really want to be her.
Yay. Well, I am so, so excited to accompany you today.
Thank you. I'm very excited to sing it.
Yay. Here we go.
Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it, who isn't less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know. They need, and even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper ploys when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and flounce. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts.
sports, know the slang, you've got it all. So let's start, cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis, think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a palimpsest or an advisor, there's nobody wiser, not when it comes to popular. I know about popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be instead of dreary who you were or are, there's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lore. La 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 la. We're gonna make you pop.
That was incredible, Emma. I'm so glad we were finally able to collaborate virtually, and I really can't wait to watch you in your next projects. Make sure to follow Emma on Instagram at Emma J. Berman. My next guest performed all across the country in the Broadway National Tour of one of my favorite Broadway musicals, Les Mis. I'm so happy to welcome Addison Tockefman to the show.
Hi, Addison.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here on the show.
Yay. So how have you been doing?
I've been good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to, you know, stay on top of my school and, you know, just write some more music because I just find that really fun and it's what I love to do. Now, how is school going for you now that you're back in person?
Well, last year we had a lot more hybrid learning and we had these shields that divided our desks. But this year they removed them and we have a lot less hybrid learning. However, we still wear masks the whole day, whether you're vaccinated or not.
That is really, really good. Now, I know that you were recently in Les Mis, like right before the pause, right?
Yes.
Now that is one of my absolute favorite musicals. Did you have a favorite part of the show?
I have to go say when they all fight at the barricade with Gavroche and Marius and everyone.
Ooh, that's one of my favorite parts too. I think in like the Broadway production, they did like some special like lighting effects, right?
Yes.
Now, did you have a favorite city that you got to perform in?
If I had to pick one, I'd definitely say LA because we went to Disneyland, we went to Universal Studios, the stage was beautiful. It was just incredible.
I love Disneyland. Did you have a favorite ride to go on there?
I definitely love all the roller coasters. I don't think I can pick one. They were all incredible.
Oh, same. Now, what was school like for you when you were on tour?
Well, each kid was in a separate grade, so our teachers would send us work, and this teacher wrangler named Miss Jess would help us with our work, and she also watched after us during the show.
Ah, that sounds like so much fun. Now, recently you were also in the TV show Search Party, right?
Yes.
So, like, what was it like shooting the TV show?
Well, it was very fun. It was actually right before the pandemic, and there were two separate rooms. In one, there were a lot of cameras, and there were many girls there. And in another was where the main crew was filming. It was really fun.
Ah, yay. Also, when you were like shooting the show, is there like a person who you loved working with?
I love working with them all. They were all super nice.
Now, to get to know you some more, let's do some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cool. Here we go. Do you have any dream parts in either TV shows, movie, or Broadway?
I'd love to go play Elphaba in Wicked or Eliza and Angelica in Hamilton.
Are there any Broadway shows that you are so, so excited to see?
We actually just saw Six the Musical yesterday. It was our very first show that we saw since the quarantine.
Oh, yay. Now, what is your favorite color?
Definitely purple.
If you have one animal as a pet, what would it be?
Well, we already have three pets, but I would love to have another cat. I'm a huge cat lover.
Now, and finally, do you want to sing a song with me?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. All right. So what would you like to sing and why did you pick that song?
I'd like to go sing Heart from Damn Yankees because it was one of the very first songs that I ever learned with my vocal coach.
Yay. Well, I can't wait to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is bad and zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. But to do it, you gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep the doors before the cart. First, you gotta have heart. When your luck is bad and zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door, there's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep the doors before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
That was amazing, Addison. Make sure to follow Addison on Instagram at Addison Takifman to see the latest news about her upcoming projects. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to help support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes on theearlynightshow.com. For some more Broadway fun, original music, and parodies, check out my TikTok, at Josh Turchin, and you can now download my new song, Worlds Apart, on all music streaming platforms. Thanks again to my guests, Emma Berman and Addison Takifman. And let's keep entertaining and making music to help the world. Stay healthy, wear a mask, and please get vaccinated so that we can get back to work.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuffsMusical.com.